So this is a request just to talk about my breasts, I guess. Let's get started. My bra size, I am a 34 double D. In most sizes, it can fluctuate a bit. Depending on like the time of the month and such, 'cause they do get bigger. It's not very hard to find my size. However, trying to find my size in things that are supportive, comfortable, and not jacked up to all hell or pushed up to all hell is slightly hard. Let alone if I want aesthetically pleasing and functional. Oh well. When did I realize that I was gifted? I'm assuming you mean by like my size. Probably the last year of high school, I started realizing that shirts that I had that used to go down to my waist would now just fall under my bust line, and there was just always cleavage. Like I used to be able to go braless without any bouncing trouble or anything. I'd just have to worry about people seeing my nipples, but then they grew. And I was like, oh, okay, puberty just kicked in all at once. That's nice. How did you slash how do you deal with the attention? I am actually very fond of flipping people the bird and then kissing, like blowing a kiss with it. If I notice people staring and they're being like oblivious or very not subtle about it, unless they're cute, in which case, I will go up and flirt. Why not? Boobs, work it. Oops, did I drop this pencil? Works like a charm. have you ever considered getting a reduction? Not seriously. Like, I will joke about it because sometimes I do get back pain, but I do quite like having the cleavage, so probably not. How jealous my friends are? Not very. Most of them quite like their small breasts. It allows more of their fashion choices rather than mine would. Also, they know how bad the back pain is, so they'd rather not. Maybe like earlier in puberty, like when we were like 16 and stuff, they were jealous, but now that we're older, it's like, glad I don't have those. My fashion choices, especially any tops to intentionally show off my chest. I honestly mostly just wear crop tops, high-necked ones, or like just showing off my collarbone. Or like, I don't actually have that many plunge-ish neckline shirts that I find completely flattering. Like, for cleavage, I just prefer shading rather than an actual line of like my breasts touching each other, and it's hard to get that nice cleavage type that I want. Very specific my aesthetic. But like when I'm showing off my chest, it's like down to there. Oh, I just realized I can't really gesture, but it pretty low cut. Is it difficult to find tops at my size? Tank tops, yes. While I do have very large breasts, I am a very short person. I am 5 foot exactly. So, tank tops are fairly hard to find. Most of the time they will come down so far my nipples almost pop out and like, well, that is a fun fashion choice that is not appropriate for anywhere outside of my house. Ever. So, yeah. If and when you choose to be braless and why? Most of the time, actually. I honestly hate wearing a bra. I only wear one to work, and that's pretty much it. Free the nip nops, man. That's all I gotta say. Bras are mostly uncomfortable, very hot, and sticky. And I wear fairly thick or like supported shirts or dresses that have kind of like support sewn into them. So that's that. The attention you receive and how you feel about it. It depends on the age of the person and how creepy they're being. If you are attractive and like give or take 10 years, not younger, God no, but older-ish. Yeah, hey, hi, how you doing? That's cool. If you're like older, like middle-aged, put your eyes somewhere else, you creep. God. Don't like it. That and like 15-year-olds. You're like high school. Stop that. There's porn online, man. Get away from me. How your breasts feel? Fairly soft. Yeah, that's, I don't know how do you describe breasts. I haven't really just felt mine, I have had girlfriends. Soft, supple, kind of firm, I suppose. It's just fat, so that. Weight, they are fairly heavy. I know they are very sensitive. I have not orgasmed from them alone, but I've gotten fairly close. They're like 90% of my sex life. Not even joking. I love my boobs. I really wish that they were talked about more in audio besides people just going for the pussy. Like, that's cool, that's fun, but like, there's other, what is it called? Ergonomic? Like, sexual zones that people can touch, like, besides down there. Are they still growing? Yes. Yes, they are, and I wish they were not. I hate buying new bras. These things are expensive. What you enjoy having done to them, either by you or others, and so on. Oh, this could get long. Can I just say everything and leave it at that? No? Okay. I love breast bondage. That's really fun. It feels super cool and sensitive. Not a fan of how it looks. It's, I'm not aesthetically pleased to it, but it just feels amazing. Definitely like getting smacked around and hit. Lots of nipple touching, like, get your mouth on that. I haven't actually been tit fucked yet, but I am assuming that will feel good. And just, oh, this is weird. I haven't actually replicated this sensation since I left it, but I used to be in my school's drumline, which is kind of like marching band, but we only had drums and cymbals, so it was cool, I guess. I was a band geek, don't look at me, but I played the cymbals, and, when you, like, clap them together, they would vibrate a lot, and you would clap them in front of you horizontal to your chest, and because mine protruded quite a lot, it would, brush against them, and it would feel amazing. 'Cause, like, oh, gosh. I really want to get some kind of vibrator or something that replicates that because it was so strong and awesome. I would honestly maybe like put down money for cymbals just for it, but they're like crazy expensive. And I don't know, can I get like silent ones? Maybe? No? Okay. I think that's it. I hope this was enjoyable, at least for one person. I love talking about my breasts. They're my breast feature. Bye.